Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole's like a dick theater. I've imagined your family.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another week here at By the By. This is Angela.
And this is Bradford. And we are still on vacation.
We're still on holiday.
But we're not going to do what we did last week and give you a rehashed version of a re-release, blah, 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 blah. We're not going to do that. But instead, we're going to crowdsource and let other people do our podcast for us. It's great.
I mean, this one's going to be fun. I look forward to this one.
It's still us talking, but it's...
Yeah, you still get our beautiful voices.
Yes, that's right.
Whatever that's worth, I don't know.
Hope you kept your receipt. A few weeks ago, I was on the internet, as one is, and I found this website called thedatingdivas.com. It says, Strengthening Marriages One Date at a Time. And I would redline that and say strengthening relationships or whatever, doing fun shit. Right. But I do want to make a comment. They've got these ideas and things. And one is the Reclaim Your Marriage program, but they edit it or they initial it down or shorten it down to RIM programs. So RYM, Reclaim Your Marriage. And I was like, oh, By the By should do their own RIM jobs.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So while I was flipping through their delightful website, I found that they had sexy Mad Libs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what a Mad Lib is, who are you and where have you been?
Well, I don't think it's a very Australian thing because every Australian that we've mentioned it to is like, what's a Mad Lib?
Okay.
So I think it must be more of a US thing. I don't know about Europe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. So if you don't know what a Mad Lib is a very short story, maybe 5-6 sentences, and they've replaced some of the, or removed, I should say, 10 to 15 of the words, and your job is to fill them in.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll get I need an adjective, I need a verb, I need a body part, etc. And so then what we do is we ask for a list of words, and then we just fill them in to the story. And hopefully hilarity ensues.
Yeah, and the person providing the words has no idea what the story is.
Exactly, except the title. I did give titles. So
Okay. Where
did we get these? We've got, I think, 8 or 10 of them. And we're going to do one live here on air, and I'm going to question Angela. And we'll get to see how her little fuzzy brain works.
Oh, God.
But then the rest of these, I did one, and then the rest of them were done by delightful volunteers on our Discord chat.
So why do I get put on the spot?
Because it's fun, and this is my idea, and you didn't come up with it and do all the legwork. That's why. And I just want to say, our Discord folks, I said, hey, I need some volunteers. Message me. And within seconds, I had enough that I was like, okay, I'm done. Thank you, and we're done. So if you want to be part of that for our next whatever we do on the podcast and you want to be involved and get your voice heard, go over to patreon.com and find us. We are By the By Podcast. And support us on Patreon, and you can become part of our Discord chat. And then you'll see, we'll do messages and things like that. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Do we have any other housekeeping stuff before we go? I guess the next pendulum party is
May 28th.
We'd love to see you there. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's jump into this. So much like, again, I'll tell you the title and then I'll ask for a list of words.
Okay. Here we go.
The title of your story is How to Turn on a Woman.
Okay. Sure.
I need an adjective.
Tall.
A verb ending in ing.
Running.
A noun.
Cat.
Body part.
Elbow.
A verb.
Sit.
An adjective.
Purple.
A pet name.
Love.
A noise.
Burp.
A location.
A patio.
A chore.
Sweeping.
An adverb.
Intelligently.
An adjective.
Shiny.
Body part.
Eye. Or eyeball.
Another body part.
Finger.
An adjective.
Oh, all these adjectives. Soft.
And lastly, another adjective.
God damn all these adjectives. sharp.
All right. So now I'm going to attempt to read this. Hopefully this works out as well. Okay. As I imagine.
Okay.
How to turn on a woman. Turning on a woman can be a tall challenge. Similar to running a cat.
What?
Yeah, similar to running a cat. Yeah, running cats is hard.
So it's turning on a woman. Apparently.
Look right into her elbow and sit her. If that seems too purple, there is another way to make your love burp.
You're going to be purple if you try. She'll get beat up.
Part of me is going to be purple. Yeah, there's another way to make your love burp. That there's something that needs to go in a t-shirt for
sexy.
Angela. It's simple. Walk into the patio and sweeping for her. She will intelligently be able to resist you.
Well, that's true.
There is only one shiny rule you must not break.
What is the shiny rule?
Never put your eyeball into her finger in a soft way.
That's better than doing it in a hard way, I guess.
Oh, my God. If you follow this guide, you are sure to turn on your sharp woman. That finger thing, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, so no eyeballs and fingers, right?
Noted, yeah.
But we have to sit on the elbow, is that it?
You have to stare, no. Oh, wait, yeah, no, you look right into her elbow and sit.
Okay, that was it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can just imagine somebody looking at a bar just like staring at the elbow, yes. Sitting down slowly, seductively.
Yeah, so for me, I did the How to Turn on a Man.
Okay, so the words that were needed.
Yes, this is what I did yesterday.
So you had a verb ending in ing.
Thrusting.
And then you had a noun.
Bourbon.
Clothing.
Ball gown.
A verb.
Jog.
A body part.
Thigh.
Oh my. An adjective.
Musky.
A noun.
Keyboard.
And a verb.
Podcast.
Of course you had that for a verb.
It's a verb.
Then we have a body part.
Beehole.
A noise.
Splat.
And an adjective.
Moist.
And a noun.
Bed.
Adjective.
Playful.
Adjective.
Drunk.
Pet name.
Fox.
Okay, so now let's read how this turned out. How to turn on a man. Turning on a man is as easy as thrusting a bourbon.
I thrust a lot of bourbons.
I know you do. Yeah, yeah. Really, you barely need any help at all. Simply take off your ball gown and jog it around right in front of his thigh.
I'm so turned on right now.
By now, well, I mean, at least you're wearing a ball gown, right? Or yeah. whoever's trying to turn the man on. By now, things are likely getting musky.
You shouldn't jog so much.
Turn up the heat using a keyboard to podcast his beehole.
Honestly, I'm just going to put it out there right now. Anybody who wants to podcast my beehole, come on.
You'll know how much he likes it by the splat he makes. Oh, my God. If things get too moist, don't be afraid to use a bed to get him right where you want him. Normally, he may be a playful man, but tonight, he's your drunk fox.
That is...
Okay, this one's not bad. This one's at least, you know, makes some sense at times. But yes, let's use the keyboard to podcast your beehole.
That's going to be my next podcast. Podcasting Bradford's Beehole.
Oh, my God. And geez. Drunk fox, that does happen.
That's almost always is a drunk fox. Okay, so you get the idea. So for the next few, we're just going to read the stories, crediting who gave me the pieces.
And these were all from Discord people.
These were all Discord people. So the first one up is called Fantasy, and it was from listener Ellie. You fill my crispy fantasies with wings. I mean, I love it already. I'm going to be honest.
This is sounding delicious, and I'm quite hungry.
I love to imagine you in only a brassiere. Mm. It makes my stick cackle. I dream about calling you honeybee and throwing you against the orchid as I leap you so wrinkled.
There's a lot going on in that sentence.
You'll beg me to use wolf and witch to pleasure you. It will make you so sagging, you will boom with desire. What do you say? Will you let me slide your coccyx all night long? Stinky, please. Stinky, please is going into my lexicon. Oh, stinky, please. Will you slide my coccyx? Stinky, please.
That's coccyx, right? Like the tailbone?
Yeah. Honestly, so what was great about this is part of me doing this was, you know, people were typing back to me, and then I was writing it into the thing. So I'm going back and forth between on the iPad between the Mad Lib and the what they chatted with me. Mm-hmm. Some of these I really struggle with because you know me, I'm a terrible speller, and so I get words like Ellie gives me coccyx. I'm like, fucking hey, she hates me. Spell it. Can you spell it?
C-O-C-C-Y-X.
I hate you. Of course. Fuck off. Anyway, it's hard.
I broke mine. That's how I know that.
Angela does sex right. Fuck me harder. Break my coccyx.
I like the orchid sentence. There was a lot going on there.
I dream about calling you honeybee and throwing you against the orchid as I leap you so wrinkled.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. I also did like the wolf witch thing because, you know, I can totally see this being like some little short video thing with a wolf and a witch.
Yeah. You'll beg me to use wolf witch to pleasure you. Yeah. Sounds like a Thursday. Mm-hmm. All right. Should we go on to the next one?
Yeah. So the next one was given to us by Tim and Sarah. And this one is called Sexy Love.
Sexy Love. Sexy Love.
I have been dreaming about having passionate sex with you 69 times a day since the day I laid my earlobes on you. Staring at your bottom lip makes me want to rip off your cat.
Wow.
Okay.
What?
Sure. Yeah. Like, all I want to do is to make you squeak as I gush you. The only thing I think about during the day is your steamy body up against my nipple. XOXO, your sugar nuts.
Sticky, please, sugar nuts.
I was just thinking that.
Oh, my God.
That one's actually pretty good.
Please don't rip off my cat. Oh, bye, pussy.
I was gonna say, if cat's a euphemism for pussy, but then we really don't want to rip that off.
I'm going to rip off your cat and then use it later.
Are you going to rip the cat off and then masturbate with it?
Yeah. Come on, furry love.
I also like the squeaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sugar nuts. I love it. Oh, my God.
Sugar nuts is the best. Yes. All I want to do is make you squeaky. Oh, God. All right. That's just great. All right. Next up is Your Body by Sarah C. Mm-hmm. You have the type of silky body that can only be compared to the beauty of a hammer. This is how people get into Angela's pants.
It's true. True.
Truly, I have never seen an eagle that could compete with your loudness.
Oh, now we're talking about the gentleman.
Your toe pad is the most sparkly I've ever seen. I'm the luckiest gopher that has ever snorted. To show you just how worldly you are to me, I'm going to sticky your ring finger for 170 hours.
Without a break, that's going to get exhausting.
There would be nothing better than squelching your body till the cream makes me stop.
I like toe pad.
Yeah, sparkly toe pads are the best.
Yeah,
sparkly toe pads are the best.
That was great.
Also, there's nothing better than squelching. I just love the word squelching. Your body till the cream makes me stop.
I mean, that seems fair.
It does seem fair. Yeah.
That's legit.
She went all out there. Also, I think that nothing compares to, you have the type of silky body that can only be compared to the beauty of a hammer.
Yes. Well, hey, tools are good things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And tools are beautiful things.
Aren't they, though?
Yes.
Aren't they? All right. Let's move on.
Okay. So this one, the words were provided by David.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. This is the Mile High Club.
Ooh. Still a club I've yet to join.
On our trip to Hot Air Balloon, I couldn't take my Achilles heel off of you. Even on the airplane, I just couldn't jump. You were driving me loud. Just as I was starting to get befuddled, you grabbed my clavicle and slept me to the airplane bathroom. Despite it being a bit lumpy, you ripped off my Speedo and put it on a book for safekeeping. We made toasted green love 23 miles above the ground. Now that won't be a trip we will ever forget.
Toasted green love.
Toasted green love. I love it.
It sounds like,
yes.
You might want to get that checked out. I got to be honest, David. Go to the doctor.
And yeah, I mean, lumpy, that could be.
Oh yeah, lumpy Speedos. That happens.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
No. The lumpy, I think, was, it said despite it being a bit lumpy. So is that the bathroom? Is that the Speedos?
Oh,
is
I thought
it the airplane
Speedo.
Ride?
Oh, I was assuming it was the Speedo.
See, I was thinking
was
the airplane ride.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Angela's thinking.
Oh, yeah. Grab my boobs. Yeah. Yep, thinking. I'm trying to figure out how this all works.
Toasted
here.
Green love.
Toasted green love.
That's hilarious.
We're gonna make some toasted green love sugar nuts. Stinky,
stinky please. That's just great. That's never gonna get old.
No, no. We have a lot of new terms in our lexicon now, yes, that are gonna get used. Oh my God. I'm sorry to any future partners out there.
Yes. I love it.
Hello there, gentlemen and ladies. My name is Jen Roberts, formerly known as Vanessa Fox, and I'm the brand new owner of Sex Bomb Promotions, a Sydney-based agency that has been killing it for over 21 years. After a decade of bright lights, platform heels, and glitz and glamour being a performer in the adult entertainment industry all over Australia as well as internationally, last year I was given the opportunity to purchase the agency that made me who I am today.
This year at the 2020 X Awards held in Melbourne, Australia, Sex Bomb Promotions took first place in not one, but two categories. We are named Best Adult Party Planners Agency in Australia as well as Best Box Party in Australia. We couldn't be prouder to have such an adoring fan base, such amazing entertainers and absolutely infallible friends and family that support us in everything that we do. At Sex Bomb Promotions, we pride ourselves in providing first-class entertainment, top-notch talent and impeccable presentations with many award-winning performers and models on our books. From mild to wild, tame to insane, backyard party to corporate function, we can tailor our entertainment packages to meet any and all of your needs.
Whether you're a venue looking for a weekly bikini waitressing service, a fundraiser interested in booking a burlesque show, or just a handful of boys looking for a cheeky Saturday night poker dealer, we've got everything you need at Sex Bomb Promotions.
Find out more on our website, www.sexbomb.com.au, or you can phone us at 1-300-SEXBOMB, or contact us via email at inquire@sexbomb.com.au.
Looking for new partners to play with? Go to altplayground.net and join up there. It's a great place to meet new people of all different shapes, sizes, and attitudes. Looking for all different shapes, sizes, and attitudes. You will definitely find somebody that you want to play with at allplayground.net. One of the things we love about it is just how many options there are for sexual preferences. For everything from bisexual, pansexual, heterosexual, homosexual, you can find people who think and love like you do. Just go to altplayground.net and you're sure to find a partner to play with. If you want to find a toy to play with, go to adamandeve.com. If you go to adamandeve.com and find something special, put it in your basket, then when you go to checkout, use checkout code BYTHEBY, B-Y-T-H-E-B-I, and you'll get 50% off that item. You'll get free shipping. You'll get a bunch of extra toys thrown into your box, and you will also get videos on demand. Something fun to watch while you wait or while you play. That's adamandeve.com. Checkout code BYTHEBY. B-Y-T-H-E-B-I. You can now find us on FullSwapRadio.com. That's FullSwapRadio.com. Yeah, us and about 1,000,000,000,000 other podcasters out there. No, it's not that many, but it's a bunch. There's a bunch of podcasters. It's a kind of a radio station on your computer that you can listen to at any time for all the latest episodes. So definitely go to FullSwapRadio.com and seek us out and seek out all of the other new listens. Maybe you can find someone new to get stuck into your sexy, sexy ears. All right, are we ready to move on?
Oh my God, I'm so ready. What story do we have next?
We have Makeup Love.
And who's this from?
Full Kilt.
Ooh.
So it took me a minute because I was like, is it Makeup Love? Like, oh my God, I love lipstick, rouge, and eyeshadow. Or is it like Makeup Love? Like we fought and now we have to make up.
Or you're just making it up because it's a fantasy.
Maybe.
We've already had the fantasy.
So I am also going to say that Full Kilt did give the one word that I had to look up because I didn't know what it meant.
Okay, I'm curious to see what this word is.
I mean, public schooling in Kentucky, but yeah, this was the one that I was like, what? So yeah. Early in the day, we got into a tumescent lover's quarrel. We couldn't seem to shake the ecstatic feelings. By nighttime, we had finally shared spherical apologies. I decided to turn the day around. I'd make a move so we could go to sleep. Sticky.
Best way to go to sleep.
And delicious.
Well, yeah, if you're sticky, you're going to be delicious.
I tattooed my theater and kissed your hair to get things started. My plan worked perfectly. I could tell you were into it by the way your sensuous, silky into position. After we made rippled bread box love.
Was it a bit yeasty?
I think it was yeasty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that was it. So like after, you know, we made rippled bread box love, which is it bigger than a bread box? I think that's the important question, right? And that's the question on everybody's lips. Also, the question on my lips was, what does the word tumescent mean?
It means swollen.
Yeah. How did you know that? You're so fucking smart.
It's from anatomy. But it's swollen. I think if you're talking about
from when
about,
you broke your coccyx, your coccyx was tumescent.
If you're talking about body parts and things, I think it's swollen. But I think it can also be used, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if colloquially is the right word, but for like pompous and like kind of like, you know, inflated.
Did you look that up?
No.
Because literally the second, fuck you, the second dictionary is pompous. Especially of language or literary style. Pompous or pretentious.
There you go.
I hate you.
Mic drop.
Don't drop that mic. It's expensive.
It is very expensive. Yes, we don't drop it.
Fuck it.
I'm smart.
You are smart.
I have a lot of random knowledge that's not good on trivia nights.
No, but is really good on Mad Libs. On Mad Lib days.
Yeah.
Earlier we got into a tumescent lover's quarrel.
We did.
Yeah, which is both pompous and swollen.
Yeah. So whose chest is going to stick out further on that quarrel?
Look, I think my favorite line from this one is, I decided to turn the day around. I'd make a move so we could go to sleep. Sticky and delicious.
I do like that.
That just happens to work really well.
That worked out perfectly.
Yeah. Great. All right. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Make up love.
Yes. Thank you, Full Kilt.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. So the next one is from Yes That Tanya. It is
still my favorite username. That's it's just funny. It makes me laugh.
This one is called Our First Time.
Also, as a side note, Yes That Tanya, let's shout out to her. She has a OnlyFans page.
That's true.
I don't know what it is. If she told me what it was a long time ago and I don't know where it is, but go find her.
And if you're on Discord, well, you know, you find her there.
Yeah, that's right. You could ask her yourself. You could go see her OnlyFans page.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Our First Time. There was so much anticipation leading up to our creamy first time. Up to that point, we had only ever groaned each other's knee pit. So...
Sorry. I'm sorry. Please continue.
So when the ticklish night came, we were both careening because we were so rambunctious. We started off furry, but things started to get more voluptuous as we went along. The most memorable part was when you stuck your ring finger into my nose. I will admit, it crawled me greatly. Overall, it was truly a night to remember. We were real lemurs in the sack.
Oh my God.
Ring fingers and what is it with fingers and noses?
Like, also, like, that's the second or third time we've had the word creamy.
Yeah.
So what I'm learning is all the by listeners share a hive mind because we've had ring finger, we've had creamy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like knee pit.
Knee
like
pit.
Like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd only ever groaned each other's knee pits.
I'm curious how does I need to know how that happens.
But I do like that it was a ticklish night.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So rambunctious. Another word that I struggled spelling. Thanks a lot. Yes, that Tanya.
Also, a lemur in bed.
It's a lemur. You're a lemur. In the sack, baby. In the sack.
Right. Not bed. Sack.
Yeah. But honestly, truth be told, that sounded like my first time having sex.
a lemur or the ticklish?
No, just not knowing what I was doing. Oh, right. Groaning knee pits and sticking fingers in noses. That was basically, is this right? Mm-hmm. Are we sexing now? That was basically me.
Oh, you're so hot. So turning me on.
I'm so sexy right now. Uh-huh. I cannot tell you. I'm going to careen into rambunctiousness. So talking about learning, I mean, if you want to be edumacated, mm-hmm. The next story is called Sexiness 101. And this was
good. I was hoping for education today.
I know, right? I know. This was filled out by the delightful Maddie P. I'm already starting giggling.
I like when you giggle before it even starts.
It's because, you know, I'm trying to put the shit together and you're like, oh my God. Okay, I'm okay. Poopsie, you should be the professor of redneckness because you are gold. All you would have to do is show up and show the class your wide mounds and glorious boulder. They would immediately understand why you were the teacher. After all, there's no one more titanic than you. Mm. You can make any taco immediately throw. Your syllabus will be sure to include sections on sinning titties. Because you are the true master of that engorged subject. My phallus is very lucky to be able to benefit from your expertise in the field. Truly, your knowledge of clouds is astounding. That one's the winner so far for me.
I've got some sinning titties over here.
You've got some sinning titties. And I just want to say it's spelled with double D. I don't know if that is a regional thing where Maddie is from, but I always spell titties with T's. T-I-T-T-I-E-S. Yeah. But I think there is something really endearing about spelling it with D's. Because they're T-I-double D's. Get it?
Oh, ha,
I know,
ha,
it's
ha.
Brilliant.
Yes, yes.
Also, your wide mounds and glorious boulder, just, yeah.
It is an alternate spelling of titty, T-I-T-T-Y.
Oh, there you go.
So, yes.
Titties. Titty, titty, titty. Sorry, I can't control myself now. I, yeah.
Bradford's lost it.
Yeah, Angela, show the class your wide mounds. okay, thank you. And now your glorious boulder. My God, you are titanic. I don't think this is how you turn people on.
Well, depends on what you're trying to turn on.
I'm turned on, but also I struggled with the poopsie. You should be the professor of redneckness. Yes.
I like poopsie. We're going to have to start calling each other poopsie and sugar nuts now.
Right? Hey there, sugar nuts. Oh, we only have one more.
Oh,
I know.
Wah, wah. Okay. All right, this one is from Lillian.
Thank you, Lillian.
A wild night.
Oh, Lillian's going to give us a wild night.
Mm-hmm. The moment you see an earlobe turn green, you know it's going to be a twisted night. But let's rewind. Things started to get flowery early on. She took a blade and stuck it straight into his spine. Oh,
Jesus Christ, man.
We got dark very quickly there. So yes, she took a blade and stuck it straight into his spine. In as manly and cowardly a way as he could, he matched her effort to keep the romance alive by heaving a giant desk up her vulva.
I mean, if you're going to work from home.
She hooted while he squealed. It was certainly uncharted territory. They seemed a bit like salamanders in Saskatchewan. Luckily, they both left the encounter feeling contentment, ready to try again tomorrow night. Oh my God. Okay, I think this one rivals the last one.
This one really does. Shoving a desk in her vulva.
Yeah. Oh, heaving.
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 Heaving a desk.
Yes, yes.
In her vulva.
After she stabbed him in the spine.
I mean, you know, it seems fair. I mean, it all checks out, really. Also, just a more commentary. fuck you cunts, and these words that I can't spell. Saskatchewan? Really? I literally had it in front of me and couldn't spell it.
Yeah, and then you were like, how do you spell Saskatchewan? And then I spelled it, and you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, like, Saskatchewan. I mean, I do like Saskatchewan.
I also like that they hooted and squealed. Again, we have squeal.
Yeah, and green. That's the second time we've had green, and another earlobe.
I'm curious to see how common these are, like some of these words.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you say body part, but there's a bunch of body parts, right?
Yeah. You have the ulna, the radius. I mean.
Are you just going to go through them all now?
Yeah, we're going to go through all the bones.
You're going to name bones, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, I was shocked at and green. I mean, I know there's a bunch of colors and you break them down to like the basic six or seven, whatever, but still.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that. That was good.
Yeah, that is truly, truly a wild night.
Yes, that would be. Maybe it's like a little Lego desk, not a real big desk.
No, I'm imagining like the Oval Office. That, okay. The big cherry walnut, whatever desk. Yeah. I mean, because why not?
Yep. Why not?
Lube it up and shove it in.
As long as you use lube.
Well, yeah, just a little, but you don't want to use too much. You want to feel it.
Do you? Do you really?
What if it's a roller desk?
I don't know about that.
That'd be kind of funny. Yeah, that's sexy Mad Libs.
Yeah.
Air quotes around sexy. look, that was a lot of fun, and a huge, huge shout out to all of our participants. Y'all are the best. The responses I got back were super fast. And I think you've probably been waiting for this for about 10 days. Yeah. So, and by the time it comes out, it will be even a week longer. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yes. Thank you so much, Discord people. This is good. I like this.
Yeah. So we are going to wrap up. It's going to be a little bit of a short episode this week, but hey, at least it's a new episode. We're on vacation. Let us have our vacation. Thank you again to all of our Discord people. If you want to be one of our Discord people, support us on patreon.com by the Bye Podcast. And you can message us on Instagram, on Facebook, and on the Twitterverse. We are at By the By Podcast. Email us theatomsoflove@gmail.com. And go to our website, www.bythebye.com.au. And there's ways that you can contact us through there, and you can see all of our events page and what's going on. If you are in Sydney, May 28th, come to Pendulum Party.
We'll be there.
We'll be there. Hopefully we'll see you there. Anything else you want to say in these final closing moments?
No sugar nuts.
Stinky, please.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.